Uvichen v'amartem zevach Pesach. You'll say, this is the Feast of Passover. And again, this is another song that recounts the same wondrous things that happened on Pesach night. Om etzkivroti v'leita ba'Pesach, rosh kol ma'adot niseta Pesach, ilita lezrichatzot le'el Pesach, v'amartem zevach Pesach, t'latav davak d'akrom ayom ba'Pesach, chesid notzitzim got matzot ba'Pesach, v'elav garat zechol loshon erech Pesach, v'amartem zevach Pesach, so amus domim v'latu be'esh ba'Pesach, Sdom was overturned on Passover. Chulatzlot me'em umutzot afabikets Pesach, Lot was saved. And you see, he baked matzahs on Pesach. Titeitat matmot venof ve'obrecha ba'Pesach, v'amartem zevach Pesach. By the same token, Egypt was swept away as it was destroyed on Pesach. So you have great destruction historically happening on Pesach. Ya rosh kolon machas avlel shimor Pesach, kabir alem bechor pasach tabedam Pesach, levitit et mashi lavo bivtachai ba'Pesach, v'amatem zevach Pesach. And here you have a beautiful thought that's swept into the song in a way that you wouldn't even notice it. He says, Hashem, you destroyed the heads of every firstborn on this watchful night of Pesach. Pause. Which word does the song use to describe the Egyptian firstborn? Kol on. What does on mean? So on could mean the strength. So Hashem took what the Egyptians thought was their strength, and Hashem destroyed it on this night of Pesach. Their strength being the sheep, their strength being the firstborn. But let's go a step further. How does Yaakov Avinu call Reuven? Kochi v'reishit oni. Reuven, he says, v'choriata, you Reuven, you are my firstborn. Kochi v'reishit oni, you are my first strength. What do Chazal tell us? Yaakov Avinu was unique. He never spilt his seed. He never had a wet dream. He never had any seed come out of him until he had Reuven. What were the Egyptians? The exact opposite. They were spilling their seed all over. His friend's wife, his daughter, his mother, everyone you could imagine. Ka, rosh kol on machatzta. Hashem, you crushed all the beginning of their strength, that same strength, the correspondence. Who was rosh kol on by the Jewish people? Someone who was so pure that he's 60 years old before he gets married. He's working 7 years for a beautiful girl. Nothing ever comes out. That's Yaakov Avinu. And who's the correspondence? The firstborn of the Egyptians. Rosh Kolon, Machatzta Belel Shimur, on the night that Hashem watches. And that's one of the pivotal points. We spend our life with this haze. Does Hashem know the difference? Does it really matter? Am I ever going to be able to see that what I did had any impact? Comes the song and in poetic form tells you, look, for years the Egyptians were just doing whatever they pleased. And you think, what's the difference between Yaakov and the Egyptians? Ah, on this night Hashem shows you he's watching. That's one of the great messages of the night. He's watching and he cares. And there's a price to pay for whichever way you go. Rosh Kol On, he's coming to juxtapose. Where was their first seed? Where was Yaakov's first seed? Machatzta b'leil shimur Pesach. And that's, you crushed on the night that you showed that you're watching. That's the stress of this night. Leil shimurim, he's watching. Kabir al ben mechor pasach tabedam Pesach. Levitit en mashri lavo bivtachai ba'Pesach. V'amartem zevach Pesach. Mesuger tzugar bitotei Pesach. Nishmedam edam tzitzorei omer Pesach. The great Midianite war. When the Jews were standing and the Midianites came and they amassed such great numbers, they didn't have numbers to count them anymore. They were masses. And it looked like we didn't have a chance. And Gidon comes to war with a few hundred men. He's outnumbered over 1,000 to 1. But he wins the war because it's Pesach. Because Hashem says, I'm watching. Because it's not about the numbers. That's the message of Pesach. It's not about your military might. It's about who's on your side. Eilev arechav, eilev asusim. They come with their horses. They come with their strength. V'anachnu, what do we come with? B'shem Hashem Elokeinu Nazkir. We come with Hashem's name. Say, we're recounting on this night, look at all the amazing things that happened in Jewish history. On this night, the great Midianite war, we're outnumbered over 1,000 to 1. But we won. Why? Because it's a night that Hashem keeps reminding us, I'm watching. So if umishmane pulvelud bikad yekot pesach v'amartem zevach pesach od hayom lamodad onat pesach. Sancheirov stood there. He had so many soldiers, over 100,000 soldiers. He was so confident in that war that he sent a message to Chizkiyo, the king, in the period of the first temple. He said, I'll give you as many horses as you want. You give me the riders, I'll give you the horsemen before the war. I'll give you horses, come out, let's have a war. You really think you could take me on? I'll give you the horses. I have so many horses that just by walking through with my men, I will dry up all your streams. He came with so many soldiers, he said, I could dry up all your streams, all the Judean water sources by just walking. I don't have to make a war. And then he looked down at Jerusalem and said, ha! That's what I'm here for? He waved his hand and took pride and said, I have time. What do I have to rush to attack? That's nothing, that city. And his advisors said, no, now's the time. If you attack now, you'll win. And he said, what are you getting so excited about, that little city, Jerusalem? And that night, his advisors were right. An angel came out that night of Pesach. Over 100,000 soldiers dropped dead. Hashem sent a plague against his soldiers, and they all dropped dead. There were very few that escaped. One of them was Nebuchadnezzar. Oh, dayom benov lamod. He said, there's still time to go out there and attack in Nov. Ad ga'onat Pesach. That's what he said. Oh, Pesach's coming. Pasiyad kateva lekakeatzul ba'Pesach. The hand came and wrote on the wall and said, I'm destroying Tzul. So first, the Assyrian Empire was destroyed Pesach. Then the Babylonian Empire was destroyed Pesach. And then the Persian Empire, with the great story of Haman, had their great downfall till a Jew came to the throne, right, on Pesach. Look at what Pesach's been in our history. Pasiyad katva lekakeatzul ba'Pesach, tzafo atzafid roch ha'shulchan ba'Pesach, v'amartem zevach Pesach, kahal kinesad asatzom neshalesh ba'Pesach. Esther gets the Jews to gather and fast for 3 days through Pesach. Rosh mivit rasham chasta ve'etz chamishim ba'Pesach. It was on Pesach that the evil clan of Haman was hung. Shtei l'regat avilotzit ba'Pesach. You will doubly bring in an instant over Utzit. Who is Utzit? That's Edom. On Pesach, toz yadachav drumim chakelet kadesh, chag Pesach. Now we want to see the might of your arm. Show us the way you did on the Pesach. V'amartem zevach Pesach.